On Friday morning, well-known gang boss and leader of the 28 gang, Ernie Lustig Solomon, was shot dead in Boksburg. The alleged 28 gang boss, he was also an actor and a rapper and was the subject of a movie based on his life called A Lucky Man. It's believed he was in Joburg under witness protection. And this isn't the first attempt on his life. He was also shot earlier this year and wounded in a nightclub in Hermanus in the Western Cape. Let's speak to Chad Thomas, an independent organized crime investigator at Independent Forensic Investigators. Chad, thank you very much for your time today. What do we know about this shooting of Ernie Lustig Solomon? A motive? Any kind of information coming out?
Mandy, a lot of stuff coming out and a lot of potential perpetrators of this hit. As you rightly mentioned, there was a hit earlier this year in Hermanus, but there's also been issues relating to him and the grouping that Stachy was involved in and apparent links to the Stachy murder of the last Stachy brother last year. But more importantly, there's also a issue with leadership within the Terrible Josters, which is the 128 gang that his family had become very associated with. And this gang went through a massive change in leadership recently when most of the leadership was sentenced to life imprisonment. And it now looks as if there could be people that are looking to take up leadership positions. So the suspect pool is massive. The greatest concern is, if this guy was under witness protection, how is it that these guys found him?
There is, of course, this link to Johannesburg, that this violence is now spilling over here in Gauteng. How much of this has to do with the link to the killing of Colonel Charles Kinnear, the gun investigation? We know that has got Joburg links too.
Everything is interlinked at the moment. We've seen a move by Cape Town gangsters to establish themselves in Gauteng. We've also seen a lot of Cape Town gangsters that have come up to Gauteng to use as a base of operation when things are getting quite dangerous down in Cape Town. We saw the late Cyril Beaker actually reinvented himself as a security specialist and moved up to Johannesburg and happened to just go down to Cape Town when he was assassinated. So the links between Johannesburg and Cape Town are multiple.
Chad Thomas, an independent organized crime investigator, thank you so much for your time. Very concerning, this shooting of Ernie Lustig Solomon, which happened near Rondebult Road on Friday. I'm sure many people were disrupted from that violent incident, but also just concerning that it's happening in Joburg too. And as Chad says, everything is interlinked. So the concern, of course, is that we could see more of this happening.